A report out today from a new think tank called City Observatory finds that cities are attracting young adults, even cities that have seen population decline, places like Buffalo and Cleveland. And those are two of the places that our digital and social media producer Rachel Rohr visited during her month on the road talking to young adults across the country. She's now back in our studios. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And what did you find about this idea about whether people stay in one place, young people, or travel to another?
Well, you know, I crunched the numbers, and a little more than half of the young people I spoke with say they plan to stay where they are, while the rest plan to leave. In small towns, some people couldn't imagine leaving their family and friends. Some are returning to their hometowns after college in order to start a business or take over the family business. But as you might imagine, some young people can't wait to leave their hometown. Here's 20-year-old Blake Peden in Rena Lara, Mississippi.
I would go anywhere besides Mississippi. I just want to get out of here, really. Mississippi is just kind of not a lot of opportunities and stuff like other places.
Hmm. In urban areas, many young people seemed likely to stick around as long as they're happy with the job opportunities. I also met young people who see the world at their fingertips and don't know where they might end up. But some people I interviewed had already found a new place to call home. Here's 29-year-old Erin Wright, who moved from San Jose, California, to a small town in Kentucky, where she works at Kelly Beekeeping.
I grew up in larger cities, and, you know, I like to visit them, but if someone paid me to live there again, I wouldn't do it. I just like the community here, and I really like the community just within Kelly's a lot.
So one young person wanting to get out of a small town, one wanting to stay in one. But overall, what's your big takeaway?
Well, in addition to the question of whether to stay or go, I asked young people whether they plan to vote in the midterm elections next month and what issues are most important to them. In terms of voting, 45% of the young people I interviewed told me they do plan to vote. So 32% said no, they will not vote, and 23% weren't sure yet.
And why?
Among the young people who do plan to vote, some were motivated by a particular issue or candidate, but many felt that voting is important and something everyone should do. Here's 28-year-old Stephanie Erhow in Milford, Pennsylvania, on why she votes.
If I don't, then a majority of my friends won't, you know what I mean? It just takes one person to just start a line of getting it going.
For those who won't vote, some said they just don't follow politics or have an opinion on who should be elected. Some said they missed the registration date. But some were very deliberate about not voting, saying there are no good options or that they just don't trust government. Here's 23-year-old Jamie Hovis in Hernando, Mississippi.
The people that are in it, you don't really know anything about them because one person's saying one thing, the other person's saying another thing, and you don't know the whole truth about anything.
Huh. So those are some of the overriding thoughts. What about the issues?
There was a wide range in answers as far as what issues are most important to the young people I spoke with. An 18-year-old told me that the issue she follows most closely is the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. A 28-year-old told me that drugs are her top concern. She's had friends die of overdoses, and she wants kids to know the risks. But there were repeating themes. Jobs, one, is the most common answer, followed by the environment. And tied for third most common answer were LGBT issues, including gay marriage, and religious values, people who said they vote in step with their church.
So these are young people speaking. So you traveled 7,500 miles through 25 states. That's half the states in the country. Do you have a favorite place?
One of the places I found most interesting was Provo, Utah. It's overwhelmingly members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which owns Brigham Young University.
Well, interesting, because you got a lot of response to the whole trip, but you got response when you were at BYU. You talked to a young man who was lobbying to allow beards on campus. Brad Crabtree wrote that, you know, you can get a beard card to get a pass and get a beard.
That's true. You can get a medical exception. So if you have acne or something and you can't shave, you can get an exemption from the university. And actually, Shane and I talked about that. You can hear the full interview with Shane on hearnow.org. But staying with Provo, part of what I found so interesting about Provo was, you know, I interviewed dozens of young people across the country, and only two people swore on tape while I was interviewing them. And both of those people were in Provo. Now, neither of them was a member of the LDS Church, but I started noticing this all over Provo. You know, people who had tattoos, piercings, were swearing at volume, coffee in one hand, cigarette in the other hand, and I realized that there is this counterculture movement, and it's very prominent. Many of the young people who are not Mormon really want to wear it on their sleeve.
Well, there you go. Interesting observation about Provo. But meanwhile, you have been traveling the country in your Vanagon, which some of us had not heard of, but it's a van camper. And it turns out a lot of your followers have suggested names for it.
Oh, that's great, because we need one.
Well, now you have many to choose from. Michael Poor suggests Vincent Van Gogh. Get it? Van Gogh.
That's a good one.
Larry Frederick suggests Fred. Anne Jerome said my friend's Vanagon was called Piglet. And Paul Lacey suggests Art Vandelay, which is a Seinfeld reference. It's the George's character when he was a salesman. So there you go. Does any suit your Vanagon?
There's lots to choose from there. We're going to have to think about it. Serious decision.
And she will still take suggestions at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, and we'll hook you up to all her stories as well. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.